The festival in the central Brittany here, Lieu Mouvant, or Moving Places in English, has reached its sixth year. And I'm with Jean Chalit, the organizer, the director of the Association Dialogue avec la Nature, which is in charge of this festival. A program very, very full of different kind of activities. Jean, tell us about the ones that we shouldn't miss.
Every weekend. The idea is really to make close encounters, to repeat the film. It's meetings between different sorts of activities to make people here discover that there are arts of... It's not specific plasticien or shows. It's all mixed. Oh, yeah, writers, scientists, dancers, musician performers. But also it's a meeting with these beautiful places we have in central Brittany, which make the encounters, the rencontres very, very easy. You know, people come here like they are. The first time we did here in this garden, the first edition of Lieu Mouvant, Daniel Buren, who is one of the most famous artists in France, made an exhibition here. And what was very nice is, because the garden was known by the people around here, my neighbors came. They get down from their tractors and they came to meet Daniel Buren like they were. And they didn't even know who was Daniel Buren. They discovered the work. In the same time, they discovered the garden. It was de plein pied, we say in French. It was on the same level for them. It was not like entering in a museum where they wouldn't go, because they are not used to that. They wouldn't go in a spectacle or in a, they come here and it's outside in the nature, in the middle of their natural environment.
I looked at the website of the Lieu Mouvant, mm-hmm. .fr.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I noticed that there are several people who have been here before. For example, Yann Arthus Bertrand is
absolutely
returning.
Yeah, the meeting with Yann Arthus Bertrand will be on the 30th of June. And it's really the vernissage, I would say, of the exhibition of Saint-Antoine, the starting of the Lieu Mouvant there.
Because there are going to be some works of art produced at Saint-Antoine, so, including an enormous potato.
I know, that will be in Le Coscro, the enormous potato. Because Le Coscro is a garden rediscovered by the owner that was created in the 17th century, disappeared, was covered with a potato field when you arrived. So as a remembrance of this past, one of the artists, Anna Istouchot, built an enormous potato.
There's a certain humour to Lieu Mouvant as well, isn't there?
We try to make it vivid.
Also, dancers. Mm-hmm. Lots of dancers this year, I notice, from all over the world.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Much from Africa, Northern Africa, India, all over the world. But we don't have only that. We have also, on the 18th and 19th of August, in Saint-Antoine again, there will be a show about football, about women football, women players, les footballeuses, it's called the show. It's made by Michael Filippo, who is a great choreographer, and he has organized a group of footballeuses, real footballeuses,
not dancers.
No, not dancers. He has organized to dance about football. And in the morning of that day, there will be a group of footballers from the team in En Avant de Guingamp, and they will be there to speak about women in football.
I'm very pleased to see that Johan Le Guilherme is coming back.
Yeah, he's going to make a mysterious fountain built on the slope of Locuion in Pleuradut, based on the principle of Japanese bamboo. When they are filled with water, water running through this bamboo makes the bamboo bent, and waters spill out and bamboo goes back into this position. You may have seen that idea in Marilyn Lemoine's garden.
The festival ends with a journée des plantes.
Absolutely. That is very important, and it should appeal a lot to British population in Brittany, because we have producers, not sellers, but real producers, pépinières, who produce specific plants for Britain garden, plants acclimated to our weather. The success of it is the fact that we have not only pépinières, nurseries, but we have also paysagists who come. People can ask them, my garden is exposed so and so, I have so which type of wind, type of soil, how can you help me? And they give them freely their opinion. And it's, we say in French, gagnant-gagnant, winner-winner, because the people discover that maybe to make a garden you need the help of a professional. It's winning for everybody.
Well, many of our listeners are avid gardeners, so they should come along.
Yeah, they should.
Lastly, I have to ask you about the poster, which I've just seen on the roadside here.
Yeah.
Different looking poster this year.
Yeah, it's lighter. It's more gay, more modern, also more happy.
It's humorous. There's somebody giving you a wink.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, if you make the experiment of putting your hand on the wink, you would see a very sad face. And if you make the division on the other side, it will be with a happy wink.
Jean Chalit, thank you very much indeed for explaining it to us.
Thank you, Robert. À bientôt.